Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Home-Based Business 101, the gospel of working from home. Today's theme is it's vacation time. Hey, Isaiah, I want to thank you so much, as I always do, and as you always do, for introducing this show. Oh, boy, you just make my life so, so happy to be able to have my grandson involved in the business that I'm involved in and just passing this on to the next generation. And as I said, you know, hey, a good man or woman, and I say, you know, and I always, you know, have to, you know, when we use these quotes from different things, we need to make sure we go in and bring it up to modern speed and time, or modernize it, is that a good man or woman, not just a good man, but a good man or woman, leaves an inheritance for their children's children. And that's what I'm doing with my grandson, and I'm just so thankful and happy to have him as a part of what I do here far as business, also with him introducing the show. And, hey, you know, I want to take a moment here and just thank the 31,845 listeners that have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101, truly making this listener-supported radio. Well, you know, hey, it's Sunday morning, and you have me, Baba Jahi, on here, and this is the gospel of working from home, and my theme this morning is it's vacation time, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit tonight. Make sure you also tune in at 9:30 to Ms. Gail Walker with the New Yorker tomorrow at 1 here on Home-Based Business 101. Make sure you tune in to the MLM View with Ms. Ruth Bradford. And then also on Friday, make sure you tune in to the Jasari's Love Show with my wife, my other half, Mama Jahi. And, hey, you know, we got some specials that we're going to be doing this week. I know I'll be doing a special show also tomorrow. Ruth has her show on. I don't know what time I'm doing a special tomorrow. Dr. Martin Luther King, April 4th is the, I don't like to use the word anniversary, but I say what day of remembrance in terms of when Dr. King was assassinated and he was taken away from us. So, you know, I'll talk a little bit more about that later on today on this show as we prepare for what we will cover tomorrow around that. Before getting into my topic, again, it's Sunday morning, and it's Sunday morning. Hey, you know, and this is the gospel of working from home, and, you know, before getting into my message, you know, hey, I want to, you know, play me a song and get my mind focused in on how I want to deliver this message today for, hey, because it's a special time. And so I'm going to start off this morning with a spiritual song, again, from one of my favorite artists, Jeff Majors. And this is one of my favorite songs from things I've done in the church as far as, you know, pastoring and preaching and also things that I do today as far as I'm involved in things when I call it Church Without Walls, where we can get beyond denominations and stuff and really just get into the essence of the word. Well, this song is called Kumbaya. All right. right, that is Kumbaya. Kumbaya, Kumbaya. That's the traditional African American spiritual song, and it comes from the Gullah people in South Carolina. And you know, it basically was meant Kumbaya, or come by here, Lord, come by here. And the lyrics go something like this, you know, not something like this, but you know, there's two different versions, and it goes basically, hey, come by here, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Someone's laughing, Lord, come by here. Someone's laughing, Lord, come by here. Hey, somebody's crying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's crying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's singing, Lord, come by here. Oh, I need you, Lord, come by here. You know, and in these days and times, yes, you know, hey, you know, there's someone's crying, there's someone laughing, there's someone's praying, there's someone singing. And, hey, we need for the Spirit of the Lord to be able to move amongst us so that we can deal with all of those feelings and expressions and, you know, and get that Spirit to move in us so that we can enjoy this life. You know, we're supposed to live life and live life more abundantly. We're not supposed to be down, depressed, and downhearted and always crying about what's going on. But, I mean, at times we cry. At times we laugh. At times we sing. At times we pray. So that is why I chose that selection this morning, Kumbaya. Okay, let me get into my message for the morning. And, hey, it's vacation time. Yes, hey, people are coming out from cabin fever and everything else. And, you know, winter hopefully is gone, even though we people got some snow last week. I remember one time living in Baltimore, the month of April, we got a blizzard. So, you know, I pray that, that you know, people don't see that, you know, going into as we start off the month of April this month and getting things kicking off. But it's vacation time. Hey, will you book your vacation on Expedia, Travelocity? You know, or Priceline, or those places. I mean, you can go do that. But, hey, I'm going to give you an alternative this morning, how you can get the same trip, same cruise, because I'm going to talk about cruises this morning. But, you know, so you're going on a cruise, how you can get the same cruise ship, the same cruise that you can get on Expedia, Travelocity, and Priceline, how you can get it off of your very own free travel website and take what's called a paycation as opposed to a vacation. Now, you say, well, Baba Jahi, what's a paycation? A paycation is where you take that vacation you was going to take anyway, and you get now you get paid to take it. Because, see, what we do, we give you the hookup. Well, now, you know, and I know that's some of my ethnic language and talk there, the hookup. Yeah, we give you the hookup. You know, and the hookup is that we're going to give you a free travel website where when you go book your vacation, you can take a paid vacation because now you're going to earn 30% of the vendor commission on that vacation that you was going to take anyway. So why pay all that money to those other guys and get nothing back? See, Warren Buffett, and again, this is a business show. Hey, you know, home-based business 101. Warren Buffett said the following: anything that you spend money on, you need to either own it or be connected to it so that you can tap into it. See, you're going to take the vacation anyway, people. That's what I'm talking about. So take a paycation. Go on and sign up and get your free site, you know. And I'll tell you more about how to do that right, you know, in a little bit. But, you know, I want to get this point across because this is so important because, again, you know, tax time is winding down. Some people have gotten their returns, and, you know, I'm happy to be able to say, you know, for the people that I did taxes for this year and got a few more that I'm working on, is that thus far, in terms of my clientele, I've been able to redirect over 95, you want to hear what I'm saying, $95,000 back to different families through showing them how to take advantage of legitimate home-based business tax write-offs. You hear what I said? Now, I ain't got no super large clientele. It's about about 20, 23 people. But overall, when I added up what people's returns were, I've helped redirect $95,000 back into people's hands by taking advantage of legitimate home-based business tax write-off. You tell me that ain't a big thing? See, again, go to Sandy Bakken, How to Lower Your Taxes Big Time. Google him. You can go to his site and all of that. You ain't got to take Baba Jahi's word. You don't even have to have me do your taxes. I mean, even though I could help you out a lot, but, I mean, again, it's not about beating my own horn. The thing is understanding the concept. And, see, it's the same with this thing in terms of a vacation. When you take a vacation and you take advantage of the free site that we give you, now not only will you get 30% of the vendor commission back from taking your vacation, but you also can write it off as a tax write-off. You'll learn more about that as you stay in tune to this show and the things that we do and we offer here. So then that's a double whammy. See, when I say a double whammy, you're going to save money, you're going to get paid to go, and you're going to be able to write it off on your taxes. Come on, you got to wake up, people. It's hard enough out here and again, these are not my words. Jim Rome said, to be broke, he said, but then to be broke and stupid, and then he added another one on there that I don't like using that word, but he said broke, stupid, and ugly. Because I don't think anybody's ugly. I mean, I'm ugly on the inside, not ugly on the outside. But but to be broke and stupid, because you don't take advantage of information. That's pitiful in these days and times with this economy the way it's going. And if you can go on a vacation and get paid to go, and they can write it off on your taxes as a legitimate tax write-off and get more money back. Because I help people get over $95,000 back this tax season thus far. And I still got a few more clients that's bringing me the information to help and assist them, so that they can get, decent returns. When I say decent returns, I'm talking about so far my top client that I helped, they was able to get $13,000 back. Just imagine that. What would $13,000 do for you right now if someone did your taxes right? See, but most people, not all people, but most people, you go to the traditional places, and they don't know, they don't understand. I won't say they don't know. Again, because I don't like being condemnatory. I'm not a condemnatory person. They're not in a position to give you the best advice on home-based business tax laws. That's the best way to phrase that. They have limited knowledge when it comes to that field and expertise. But let me get back to this vacation piece thing here. Because, see, and the reason why I'm talking about cruises. Did you know the average cruise costs you between $70 to $80 a night? That's cheaper than a hotel stay. So what Baba Jahi said, the average cruise costs you between $70 to $80 a night. Now just check this out. When you go on a cruise, it's all you can eat. Anytime you want to eat. See, because your meals are included. And if you go to the meal, they don't have limited. So, if you like lobster, for example, you can eat one lobster, you can eat another one. Your third one, your meals are included. You like pizza? Hey, you can eat pizza till you drop. Not that I'm encouraging people to eat and get sick and overeat, but the bottom line is if you go to a hotel, you pay and you got a room and you stay in it. That's it. They might have a buffet. They might have a happy hour. They might have breakfast or something like that, and you get something. But you go on a cruise, same money, and you can eat till you drop. Not only that, while on that cruise, you can go to any of the shows that you want. No extra fee, no extra charge. See, but if you go stay at a hotel, and while you're at the hotel, there's a show in town you want to go to, well, you got to buy a ticket for it. But not on a cruise. On a cruise, you can take advantage of all of the different venues on there because it's included in your package. So, you know, you and that special person in your life, you know, your wife, your fiance, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, you want to stroll on the deck. You can do that. They got, you know, not only go to shows, some cruises they have where you can go and see the latest movie. Wow. Just look at all of the different things you can do by taking on and going on a cruise. And what we do is we give you a free website, a free travel website where not only you can book that cruise, and we teach you how to do all of that in case, but mostly if you're listening to this show, you're already internet savvy, see. So I don't have to get really going all of that. I mean, you're already internet savvy because this is an internet radio show. Either, you know, and right now, you know, basically people are tuning in through the chat room. So that means, you know, no one's on the phone line. So you're tuning in through your computer. So you know how to use a computer. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a site. And if you're not able to write it all down, I mean, because sometimes, you know, it's difficult writing these things down. So you can go and sign up for free. You can always call our Google voicemail and get the information. But if you go to www.zamzuu, that's Zamzu, free agent, freeagent.com, Zamzu free agent, all one word, .com/ movements unlimited, that's movements unlimited. Click the sign up for free button. And again, when I say free, it's free. You know, there ain't no gotchas. They ain't going to ask you for no credit card number. They ain't going to ask you for no social security number. We'll give you a free site which you can book your travel. You can not only book travel, but you can shop on too. You know, some of you have tuned into the show, you know, we talk about those features. But today I'm talking about travel because, hey, people are ready to come out of the cabin. Cabin fever, you know, I know people want to get out. Also, if you have a problem, you know, being able to get through on that, you know, give us a call at 252-220-0624, or you can email me at babajahi, that's B-A-B-A-J-A-H-I, at movementsunlimited.com. movementsunlimited.com. Again, our Google voicemail number is 252-220-0624. As I said, you're planning that vacation. I really want you to consider taking a cruise today. Hey, I'm going to take a station break here, and then I'm going to come back and wrap this up and tell you a little bit about the Dr. King show that I'm going to be doing tomorrow. Hey, you're listening to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home Based Business 101 is a part of the Movements Unlimited Business Outreach Radio Program Network to inspire all generations about entrepreneurship and entrepreneur development. Hey, we have a hot new program called the Movements Unlimited Youth and Young Adult Business Mentoring Program. To find out more about that program, go to www.movementsunlimited.com. And when you go there, hey, you'll get information. Hey, that's Curtis Mayfield in the background. Yes, it sure is. We are a winner. Yes, Movements Unlimited is about developing winners. And when you go to that website, you can find out how you can become a winner. We want to be able to help our young people out there, 18 to 24 years old, to learn how to access opportunities that was not presented to generations previously before their time. And with that said, go to the website, www.movementsunlimited.com. Thank you. All right. Yes, Movements Unlimited is our nonprofit 501c3 21-year-old organization that has been doing youth and community development across this country. We have done programs in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area, the New Orleans area, and now we're currently physically located in Eastern North Carolina and Rocky Mount, North Carolina area. Okay. Hey, again, people, consider a cruise when it comes to vacation time. Consider signing up and get your free website from us. Again, to do that, you go to www. Well, right now the people that's listening, you're listening through your computer. So if you go to the site, the homepage, you'll see the website link. For those that end up listening to this in the archive, again, you want to go to www.zamzuufreegent.com/movementsunlimited. That's MOVEMENTSUNLIMITED. Click the sign up for free button. Again, it's no gotchas. It is actually really free. We give you a free website, and you know, you're able to get 30% of the vendor commission from off of your travel. Again, with a cruise, basically the average cruise is going to cost you $70 to $80 a night, which is cheaper than the average hotel stay. And you get a whole lot more than what you would get if you were staying in a hotel. And so, you know, that's what we wanted to talk about today, was vacation, paycation, get paid to take a vacation, travel, and enjoy yourself. Hey, I don't know what time yet tomorrow, but just check back on the site. We'll be doing a special show tomorrow in tribute to the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was a drum major for justice. And, you know, I have to do that tomorrow simply because that's in my heart, that's my spirit. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to close out this show with one of Dr. Martin Luther King's favorite songs. But the song that he wanted them to play the night that he was supposed to speak, but he didn't get there to speak because he was assassinated before he could come and do his speech that night. But one of the instructions he had gave to the people that was putting the program together that night was for to make sure they had somebody to sing this particular song before bringing him on to speak. And so I'm going to close out with that song for this segment as we prepare for, you know, tomorrow's shows. And also, you know, tune in tonight and listen to Gail Walker with the New Yorker. And the song is called Precious Lord, Take My Hand and Lead Me On, one of Dr. King's favorite songs.